Okay, can you see it now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. So, hi everyone. My name is Reena Ojala, and I am here to represent the Subcommittee for International Affairs. I'm the chairperson this year, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the subject associations and the subcommittees, and also give you some tips on how to spend your free time here in Jyväskylä. Okay, I'm gonna change the slide now. So just let me know if they don't change. Okay, so welcome everyone to Jyväskylä University. I hope you've enjoyed this orientation week so far. And on behalf of myself and Sia, I want to welcome all of you here. Okay, so first I'm going to tell a little bit about the subcommittees of the Student Union or JYY. Sorry. Here you can see listed all the subcommittees. So there are six of them. And I'm here to represent the Subcommittee for International Affairs, also known as SIA, shortened. So the main purpose of a subcommittee is to give the opportunity to discuss important themes and also possibly organize events. And all the subcommittees welcome everyone who is even a little bit interested in them from all of the faculties. And so, SIA, or Subcommittee for International Affairs, it is formed by four people. We have Olli, who is our secretary. Aya, who is the JYY board member, and Ville, who is the International Affairs coordinator, and also me, who is the chair. So what does SIA actually do? Most importantly, we represent the student voices and advocate for students. Our mission is to make sure that the needs of international students are met. And we strengthen the communication between associations and in all things considering international affairs. And we also help the mostly Finnish subject associations in integration of international students. And we have held some speed-friending events, but they have been on pause due to the pandemic, but we'll see if we can make it happen online, maybe. And we have monthly meetings where the international representatives from the subject associations meet and exchange ideas. Our meetings are open for everyone, so welcome. And yeah, these meetings are on Zoom, of course, now. And next, a little bit about subject associations. It's a hard word. They are a major socializing channel in Finnish universities, and they usually have a lot of events and other benefits, such as discounts for their members. It's not mandatory to become a member, but I definitely do recommend it. Some majors have their own subject associations, and some associations are shared by several majors. And this listing of the subject associations that you can see now is also in this year's JYY calendar that you get or will soon get. And I hope you all got your welcoming letter from your own subject associations. They were supposed to give you a basic understanding of what they are like and how to get in contact with them. And you can ask your tutors for more information about this if you're interested. Then a general idea of a student association is to advocate for the members and communicate between the university and JYY in academic affairs and in disputes. They also raise awareness about issues of importance for them and their members, and they represent your own faculties, and they also have a lot of social events for their members, but usually also the non-members can join as well. And they are a unique way to get to know Finnish university and Finnish culture, and also to meet Finnish students in your own faculties. And don't be scared off when events or etc. seem to be in Finnish. There will always be someone who will translate for you. So the student associations organize SITSIT or SITSFest. They are a traditional Finnish university party that focuses on drinking, eating, and singing, and also APROT, which is kind of a bar hopping event. These two have been, at least SITSIT has been held online now. APROT has been kind of on pause, I guess. Also, they have a lot of hangouts and game nights, and online, of course. And now, if it's possible, some sports and outdoor events. All this depend on the pandemic, really, and their recommendations. Usually, the associations have some subject-specific social events, and they have also organized different kinds of tours and excursions before, some of them online now. And you're gonna probably hear some talk about talarit or overalls, if you spend any time among Finnish students. This is a Finnish tradition in the higher education. So each student association has their own overalls with their logo in the back and some sponsors' logos in the legs. Here you can see the color map. This is also in the calendar where you can find your own association and see what colored overalls they have. So the colors make it easy to for you to recognize all the people from your own faculty when you go out and, yeah, see people. The point of the overalls is to decorate them the way that you want and collect memories on them by collecting these patches on them. So there are some rules for the overalls. You should never wash your overalls. If you absolutely need to clean them, then you should be prepared to go for a swim in a local lake wearing them. And you're not allowed to cover the logo of your subject associations or the sponsor's logos on the legs. You are allowed to change a sleeve with your friend or a trouser leg with your partner. And all the patches need to be hand sewn, so no glue or anything can be used. And you should only collect patches from events that you actually attended. And other patches can be bought or earned from student gatherings and fairs or your subjects association or just online. You can find nice ones there. So here are some organizations that you can get in touch with if you need something to do. And next, few tips on how you can spend your time here in Jyväskylä. So if you're interested in music, there are choirs like Unisounds and Corte Forte. I'm not sure how they operate now during the pandemic. You can check it out from their online probably. And there is a piano room at Corte Pohja and at City Library, and a band room at Corte Pohja. If you want some culture in your life, there are art galleries and museums that are mostly free on Fridays. And concerts are usually held at Paviljonki or Lutakko, but now of course online or outdoors. And then a great way to spend your time is in nature. There are a lot of lakes here, so if you're not afraid of the cold, go swim. And there are plenty of other water activities that are so much fun. There are also nature trails, such as Liahvori for those who live in Gordobohja. It's really close, and a little further is Kanavuori, but you can get there by bike. And then there is Tourojoki. It has this path called Heikinpolku by it, which is nice. And then, of course, the woods. It is mushroom season, but only collect those that you 100% know that are edible, because there are poisonous ones as well. And then you can do volunteer work if you're interested. There are events that you can, of course, join and help organize. You can contact ESN or IDESCO if you're interested in that. There is Gloria Multicultural Center if you want to volunteer work with immigrants or refugees. And then there are plenty of clubs that you can find from Gordobohja. So you can just check them out from Soihtu's webpage. And then a really important part of Finland is sauna. There is in almost every building, from whether you live in Gordobohja or Kuas, there is a sauna that you can use usually for free. It's a part of the rent fee. If you're interested in sports, there is university sports called U-Move. You might have heard about that already. And then there is a swimming hall next to the Seminaarimäki campus. And in Liahvori, you can go skiing, especially when the snow comes. And there is a frisbee golf in there as well. And there are gyms all around town. Soihtu has a gym in Rentukka, and Kuas buildings have, well, some of them have gyms. You can find that out in their webpage as well. And there is a climbing gym in Seppälä and beach volleyball before the snow comes, which is fun. Next, I'm going to tell about two Discord channels that you can check out. So there is International Hub Over Borders. It is funded by the Fordham Alliance. So it is for the universities that belong to the Fordham Alliance. And here you can see the link to their webpage. You probably will get these slides, I guess, so you can find them. So they have a lot of events, I guess, or like they have stuff from on their Discord channel. So even if you're not interested in the Fordham Alliance, you should go check it out, definitely. And then there is our subcommittees and ESNs and IDESCOs in Discord channel called International Hub. It is for Jyväskylä University students, and I put a link here. I can put this in chat as well, so you can get there. Yeah, the names are really similar. I hope that's not too confusing. They were started by the same people, so yeah. I'm going to start the introductions after this, probably, in our Discord channel today. So you're all welcome to come there and say hi and just tell a little bit about yourselves. And I also put our Facebook pages link here, so you can find our subcommittee's Facebook page and get information on our meetings and everything. Then I have some final tips for you. So be engaged. Finland has a lot to offer, great opportunities and great experiences. So get involved and have, you can join international events to meet new people and strengthen your bonds with other students, and try to be involved to meet Finnish students and people here. As well, as this is not always that easy for everyone. Never forget that you do all of this for yourself and make this a memorable time for you, no matter what you want to remember it for. Try to keep a balance between studying and enjoying yourself and make it a time that you like to look back on. So here you can see my email. You can contact me at any time, and also the emails of other members of the subcommittee. I want to thank all of you for listening. And if you have any questions, then you can ask them now, I guess. Yeah.